The capital budget up for debate during this week's special session includes money to help Ketchikan's shipyard get ready to build the first Alaska-class ferry. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Doug Ward looks out of his Ketchikan office window and sees a lot of ferries.
We've got the Columbia on dry dock number one. Fairweather is at South Berth. The Chinega is on dry dock number two. And then we've got a commercial barge on berth one.
And that's not all for Ward's Alaska Ship and Dry Dock. It's built a ferry that will link Anchorage and the Matanuska-Susitna Borough, plus a short-hop Ketchikan Airport shuttle ship. The facility also hopes to get the contract for the Marine Highway System's new Alaska-class ferries. They're the ships designed to mostly travel day routes, such as Juneau to Haines or Ketchikan to Prince Rupert.
We've got a lot of work going on here and are looking forward to having a lot of work in the next few years building Alaska's marine products.
The shipyard's prospects could get even better if money for continued improvements remains in the legislature's capital projects budget and escapes the governor's veto pen. The Senate's version includes $6 million for the facility, and that's the measure lawmakers are considering during the special session. The money would help complete a $30 million-plus enclosed construction and repair building. Ward says that's where the new ferries would be put together.
Just being enclosed improves quality and scheduling and reduces the costs of building ships as well as repairing them.
Key lawmakers, including Sitka Senator and Finance Committee Co-Chairman Bert Stedman, would like to see the new ferries be built at the shipyard. The desire for an in-state preference, plus environmental requirements, led officials to drop $60 million in federal funds needed to get the first new ferry built. Stedman came up with a plan to direct that money to highway projects up north. In return, $60 million in state general funds would go into an account used to build new ships. That money was first put in other spending bills.
We've got some of those monies in the operating budget, and we're working that through the system.
That will be in addition to $60 million already put aside. Ferry System Chief Mike Neusel says the total could cover its cost.
I emphasize the word estimate because we have not actually gone on contract with anybody to actually build the Alaska-class ferry, so we don't actually know what it will cost. But the best estimate for the ship is $120 million.
He also stresses that the ferry system has not committed to building at any particular location. But Ketchikan Representative Kyle Johansson says the intent is clear.
We've proven we can build any vessel that the designers can come up with, and building that Alaska-class ferry would be challenging, but we've proven we can do it. So it's just a matter of getting the third floor to the governor to commit to it.
The capital budget also includes $3.4 million to help the Marine Highway move some waterfront facilities away from Alaska Ship and Dry Dock. That's giving the shipyard more room to grow. Neusel says the move includes a warehouse and a backup berth.
There is funding in this bill to actually move the dock where we do dockside maintenance layups and actually handle overflow traffic loading and unloading ships when the Ketchikan main ferry terminal is occupied and we have two ships in at once, to actually relocate functionally that capability out to Ward Cove.
That's a few miles to the north where ferry headquarters are located. The capital budget also includes money for a variety of vessel maintenance and upkeep projects. The biggest is $25 million for the Columbia, the fleet's largest vessel.
The engines on there are worn and old, and we would like to not see an unplanned breakdown, catastrophic failure of those engines.
The budget also includes money to upgrade Pelican's ferry terminal and to survey the condition of the fleet. Disagreements over the capital budget helped send lawmakers into special session, so many of its projects may undergo scrutiny. But ferry and shipyard supporter Stedman oversees the bill, so chances are good those projects will remain in play. Ferry repair projects also use federal money, which is usually less controversial. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.